right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Edith and Archie enter the Stivic house carrying gifts.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a something-something sleigh. We're here.
Merry Christmas! Right down.
Oh, geez, look at your son-in-law, the big ecologist there. He's all against cutting down trees, but he wants to treat himself. He goes and kills the biggest one in the parking lot.
Our presents, Archie, and go home.
Oh, no, no, we can't do that, Edith. Oh. Come on, what do you mean, homie? But come over here. Come on, come on, come on. This is Christmas.
No, I don't feel like opening presents. I ain't in the mood to ooh and aw.
Uncle, Edith, you know, come on. It's the season to be jolly, you know? Now, be jolly.
I wish I could, but I can't.
Now, you listen to me, Edith. Now you got to get over this bubbly business here. Hey, look at it this way. I mean, maybe she's lucky that he lived as long as she did.
Why?
Well, you know what I mean. This is New York, and guys like bubbly, I mean, they're either getting mugged by strangers or they're getting murdered by close friends. You see it in the paper every day. I mean, in New York, fags.
He mouths fags.
That's what you call an ungendered species. So, cheer up.
Edith turns away.
Edith, come on, huh?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I just want you to be the same old Edith there. Say something delightful, huh? Like you always say, well, you know, say the world is beautiful and all's right with the world. God's taking care of the world.
I don't think he cares.
Come on, Nita, the Lord just sent down a thunderbolt there at you. He could miss you, hit me.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad. We're glad you made it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, hold it.
Archie fends off Mike's kiss.
Put it there. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
They shake hands.
Okay, come on. We got the Merry Christmas over. I want to see my grandson. Bring on that kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's sleeping.
He's sleeping at 10 o'clock in the morning? What is the child, a wino?
Arch, he was up since 5 this morning playing with his toys. He was exhausted.
But every time I come over here, the kid's either in bed or in a bathtub or on the pot.
You'll see him later, okay? Hey, come on, let's open up the presents. Who should we open first?
Oh, what difference does it make? Oh, first. Is mine handy then?
Ma? Daddy, I want you to see what Michael gave me for Christmas besides my beautiful new watch. Are you ready?
Gloria opens her robe, flashing a negligee.
Oh, you're exposing yourself in the living room, dining room area.
Daddy, look, it's beautiful.
Oh, stop that. Close your eyes, meathead.
Mike sighs, resigned.
You little girl. Did I teach you to be decent and be ashamed of your body?
Daddy, you blush if I show you a bare arm. Didn't you bathe me when I was a baby?
Well, certainly, but then everything was small.
Hey, Ma, here's a present for you from Glory and me. Why don't you open it up?
Oh, no, Mike, thank you. Not now.
Oh, come on,
no,
Ma.
Honey, forget it. Ma, come on in the kitchen. We'll have a cup of coffee and we'll say vicious things about the neighbors.
Edith follows Gloria out. And Archie leans to Mike.
Jeez, what the hell am I gonna do about this situation here?
Did you try talking to her?
Certainly I tried talking to her. I sat her down, I held her hand, and looked her in the eye. I says, Edith, darling, what is? And then I said, Edith, darling, what was? What? And most important of all, I said, Edith, darling, what's gonna be is gonna be. Your mother-in-law don't understand nothing about philosophy.
Mike gazes at Archie. Then squints, bewildered.
I don't think you know a hell of a lot about yourself. Get some of your wife's wrapping paper and wrap up this present for Joey.
What is this?
Mike takes the box.
Karate men?
Karate men, yes. What do you call one of your educational toys there?
This is an educational toy?
Mike pulls out a pair of karate action figures mounted to boards.
And this toy learns you how to survive in a stinko world. Okay? Not only that, when you wipe the buttons here, see, this develops what you call your digital skills. I'll show you what I mean. See the left-hand button over there? Yeah, that one, ass, see? That's where you can bust a rip.
The figure's arm jerks out to punch the other man.
And the right one here, this is the one where you can bust a face like that. And
its other hand, karate chops.
Here's the greatest one of all, the middle one at the back, see? With this one here, this is how you really give a guy a cauliflower crouch, see?
A leg swings straight out to kick the opponent's crotch.
I don't believe this. This is a toy for Joey on Christmas?
Yeah.
A time for peace and love, Arch? Come on. I am not going to teach my son the manly art of violence.
Arch, don't give me no comments.
I'm taking this back home.
On Christmas Day. Do what you want to do. Sit tired of rocking.
The women return.
So I was talking to Sybil Gooley last week, and she told me that her sister, you know, the fat one, she had another facelift. Her skin is so tight now that every time she sits down, her mouth flies open.
Funny, honey.
Hey, come on, will you? That's funny there. Every time a woman opens her mouth, she's got to sit down.
Edith remains downcast.
Ma, you should drop in on Sybil. On your way home from church.
Oh, well, yeah. Go and see Sybil on your way home from church, Edith.
I ain't going to church.
Oh, but, Ma, you've never missed a Christmas service.
The little girl is right, Edith. You always go to church on Christmas. You come home from church, you have a beautiful, peaceful look on your face. Like you was chloroform or something.
She sips coffee, ignoring them. Archie signals to Mike and Gloria, pointing to his hand, pointing to them, waving his fingers and jerking his thumb over his shoulder. Baffled, they lean closer. Archie scowls, then tries again with different signals, crossing his chest, flapping his fingers, a series of points, then he winks. Mike and Gloria stare.
What?
Archie slumps back in his chair.
He wants you to go out into the kitchen so he can talk to me alone.
Oh. Why, you couldn't pick up on that. Even your mother got it.
While we're in the kitchen, we'll look.
Okay.
You're saying that to drive me nuts, right?
Left alone, Archie sits beside Edith.
Edith. Come on now. I mean, you gotta figure out some way to square this beef between you and the Lord.
Better go home and put the turkey in the oven.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, we don't have to talk about this no more. If you don't want it, but don't go home. I mean, come on,
no,
Christmas. Come on, Edith.
No,
we got to open some of the presents now. Come on, be a sport, Edith. Now, look, here. Choice one, I come to. From me to you. Now, come on, we're going to open this here, read it. Now, here. Hold the box. Wait to see what I got you here. Wearing this, any woman would be crazy mad to run out to church in it. Wait, you see. Just wait till you see this. You wear this, and all your friends are going to be green with envious, huh? Look at that.
He pulls out a round cap covered with plastic fruit. Edith frowns at it.
You got that beautiful hat there? You got strawberries, cherries, two kinds of grapes, and a crab apple.
She studies it bleakly.
It looks delicious.
You're supposed to eat it. You're supposed to put it on your head, Edith. Come on, try it.
No, I don't want to. Not now. I don't feel like
it. No, wait a minute. You don't know how pretty it's going to look until it's on your head. You ain't going to do that. I tell you what I do. I put it on you myself, huh? Just to give you an idea how it looks on her head, huh? What do you say?
Archie puts on the gaudy hat, gazing hopefully at Edith.
It's very pretty, thank you.
Well, if it's pretty on me, it's got to be okay on you, Edith, huh? I'll tell you what I do. If you wear this hat to church, I'll go to church with you.
I ain't going to church.
Don't say that, Edith. Come on, Christmas Day, for the sake of the family, you ought to run over there and say a few prayers, huh?
I wouldn't know what to pray no more, Archie. I ain't going. You go yourself if you want to. I'm gonna go.
Hold on. No choice. We won't bring the thing up no more. But please don't go home now, Edith. Everybody's expecting. Come here. No, sit down. Sit right here in my chair, Edith. Now, let's open some more presents here, huh? Hey, look at the little red one right on the top of the tree with your name on it. Huh? Let's start with this one, Edith. Go ahead. Open it up. See? I know I didn't give it to you.
Edith opens a small box and unfolds the tissue paper.
Ooh, it's one of them little what do you call it there?
It's a scarf.
Yeah, the beautiful beige coat.
Beige.
Yeah, some of that too. Yeah, well, somebody knows what you like, huh, Edith?
She retrieves a card from inside the box.
Merry Christmas to my lovely friend Edith from Beverly LaSalle.
She looks tearfully at Archie.
Oh, jeez. Edith, put it back in the box there, and I will just leave it aside for a while, huh? Let's open up the rest of these.
Edith leaves with the gift.
Edith, don't run away. Oh, come on, Edith. Don't run home, Edith.
What's going on in here? Arch, where did Ma go?
She run out on me.
They gaze sadly out the door. Then Mike notices the fruit hat on Archie's head. His jaw drops.
May I have the next dance?
Archie narrows his eyes and sneers.
How's that the next dance? Let me tell you something, meathead, about your jokes. They never seem to have no point to them.
Archie stalks off with the hat still on.
Take that and that.
Archie's karate man hits his opponent.
That is so silly. You think I'm going to stoop to your level? You think I'm going to even try to defend myself?
I don't care whether you defend yourself. I'm going to knock hell out of you anyway. Whack, whack.
You're not hurting me. If I wanted to, I could hit you back.
I just don't want to. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Arch, if I wanted to, I could give you one of these, right? Like this.
Mike pushes buttons for Karate Man 2.
Yeah, but while you're doing that, I'm going like this. You can't defend against
the plastic action figures kick and chop each other wildly. Archie's man kicks out and falls back. In the kitchen, Edith ladles a pot at the stove while Gloria unties the cooked turkey drumsticks. She digs a big spoon between the drumsticks into the bird's cavity. Puzzled, she pulls apart the drumsticks to peer inside the turkey.
Ma, where's the dressing?
In the turkey.
Gloria looks deep inside the turkey.
No, it isn't.
Edith trots over to the turkey, then pulls apart the drumsticks to look inside.
Oh, I forgot to put it in. Oh, how could I be so dumb?
It's all right, Ma. Hey, have you ever seen my imitation of a bucktooth fish?
Oh, Gloria, you're trying so hard to make me laugh.
Gloria sucks in her cheeks, puckers up, and lifts her top lip above her teeth. Edith glumly shakes her head.
It ain't working. Let's put the dinner on.
Okay, the boys must be starving. Boy, oh boy. Hey, guys, come and get it. Gobble, 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 gobble.
They bring the food into the dining room.
I knocked you over 3 times.
Yeah, you baby, you're supposed to the rules there. You reach over with your hand, you knock my jap over.
When Mike reaches for the turkey, Archie hits him with a celery stick.
Hey, cut that out, you heathen, you. Not before Grace there.
You want a little piece of skin.
Piece of skin? You want to choke to death on a hunk of unblessed bird? I never eat nothing. We say grace here. We gotta give thanks to the Lord for all the bountiful foods that he had gave us here, even though we had to buy it all. All right, now hang your heads there. Wait. What are you doing?
I forgot the cranberries.
He ate it. I'm trying to talk unto the Lord here. Now sit down.
He holds up the celery.
Forgive me, Lord, for painting with a vegetable here.
Archie puts down the celery.
Now hang your heads, huh? Oh, Lord, A. Bunker here. As you know, the Christmas season is once again at our throats. I'm talking for my family here, and particularly my poor wife, who's got some kind of a mad on against you. Hold the phone. Edith, what are you doing?
I gotta get the cranberries.
Edith, the Lord and me don't give a damn about cranberries. You sit down here, huh?
I can't, Archie. My heart ain't in it.
Mike stands.
Where the hell are you going?
I'm gonna go talk to Ma.
Well, what good is an atheist going to do when a couple of Christians like the Lord and me couldn't do nothing?
He looks to Gloria.
Stop him, you're helpless.
She shrugs.
Ma?
In the kitchen, Edith sits at the table.
Can I talk to you?
Oh, sure.
She keeps her back to Mike as he sits near her.
I'm sorry I spoiled Christmas.
She briefly glances at him.
Oh, you better go back in there and eat your dinner.
I'm not hungry now.
Edith stares at him.
You can't depend on nothing no more.
Ma, who are you mad at?
I'm mad at God.
Well, you think that God was responsible for what happened to Beverly?
I don't know. All I know is Beverly was killed because of what he was. And we're all supposed to be God's children. It don't make sense. I don't understand nothing no more.
Ma, did you ever have a subject in school that you didn't understand?
Yeah, algebra.
I hated it. I couldn't understand it, so I dropped it.
But you didn't drop out of school, did you?
Edith squints and turns to him, puzzled.
Ma, what I'm trying to say is that maybe we're not supposed to understand everything all at once. Maybe we're just supposed to understand things a little bit at a time.
Trouble with me is I don't understand nothing.
Ma, that's not true. You understand plenty.
She shakes her head.
Ma, if there is a God, you're one of the most understanding people he ever made.
She shakes her head again, clamping her lips.
We need you.
Mike tenderly touches her shoulders. Edith slowly turns to him and he kisses her cheek. She clasps his hand, then studies him tearfully. Mike fondly holds her gaze. He gets up and leaves Edith reflecting with tears in her eyes. In the dining room, Archie's cutting the turkey.
Are you eating?
We figured we better go ahead.
Yeah. Mike sighs and takes his seat.
Pass the sweet potatoes.
Oh, here, honey. You want some mashed potatoes, too?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Edith emerges.
Yeah, you want some gravy?
Yeah.
Archie sees her. Mike and Gloria turn to Edith.
What are you doing?
Well, we figured we better go ahead.
Did you finish saying grace?
Well, Edith, I figured that nobody cared.
Edith comes to the table and stands by her chair. She hesitates, then clasps her hands and bows her head.
Dear God.
Archie signals the others to bow their heads.
E. Bunker here. I'm sorry that I can't understand everything all at once, but I am thankful for Mike.
Mike returns her smile.
And Gloria.
She strokes Gloria's hair.
And Joey.
Archie keeps his head down.
And Aunt Iola.
You forget somebody.
And Sybil Gooley.
Forget somebody. Here.
Oh, and Archie.
She kisses his brow and hugs him.
And Uncle Paul, and Ian Henrietta, and their four little boys,
amen.
Jerry, and Jimmy, and Joey, and Marty,
amen.
Dr. Shapiro, and Mrs. Shapiro, and
amen.
Mrs. Friedman, at the Sunshine Home, oh, and great Aunt Hannah, and poor daughter Marlena, who went to Utica and got into trouble.
Archie peers inside the turkey. Then he sits back, scowling, while Mike and Gloria load their plates. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Eric Tarloff, Mel Tolkien, and Larry Rhine. Story by Eric Tarloff. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.